Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Reed Arena on the campus of Texas A&M University, where your Dayton Flyers are getting ready to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks in the first round of the NCAA 2012 Women's Basketball Championship. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Shane White joining you live here courtside from Texas A&M University, and the Dayton Flyers and the Arkansas Razorbacks out on the court right now as they are getting ready to tip it off here in just about 8.5 minutes, where both teams will be looking to garner some early NCAA success. The Flyers, of course, their third consecutive trip to the NCAA tournament. This is the first trip for Arkansas since 2004, so none of the players on the floor for the Razorbacks have ever been in this environment, but the Flyers know it pretty well as they have been here three consecutive years and are looking to get their second NCAA win, the first one being over TCU in the first year in the tournament in Knoxville, Tennessee in 2010. The Razorbacks coming off of a great SEC run this season as they finished fourth overall in the SEC and then fell to eventual runner-up LSU by 1 point in the semifinals. So good work all the way around. The Flyers getting here by virtue of their automatic conference bid by winning the Atlantic 10 Tournament Championship, and they did that in an impressive style, upending the number 16 ranked St. Bonaventure Bonnies. And Bonaventure, of course, in this tournament as well. Dayton and Bonaventure, the only two Atlantic 10 representatives in the women's tournament this year, so it will be interesting. The Flyers are looking to go a little bit farther this year, as the team goal, as they've been saying all along, is certainly to win the A-10 tournament and advance into the NCAA tournament, but this year it is to advance within the NCAA tournament, and this team with seven seniors on it is really looking to do that and do it in style as they look to close out their careers on a very high note. And none of those so far could have been higher than the A-10 championship. Of course, the Flyers jumping out to a very quick lead on the Bonaventure Bonnies and eventually having to hold off the Bonnies as Bonaventure took a lead late in that game, but Dayton able to hold on for the win. And of course, Justine Ratterman being named the most outstanding player for the championship, and Patrice Laylor also named to the all-championship team of that win. So the Flyers out on the court right now and doing their warm-ups, as are the Razorbacks. Both teams getting the feel for this arena, as we're getting quite a few fans in here sprinkled out throughout. We have the Flyer Pep Band with us and the Flyer Cheerleaders, along with the Razorback Band and Razorback Cheerleaders as well. But before we get started with what we think this game is going to look like, we had the opportunity to talk with Jim Jaber before the game, and we'll give you the coach's impression on how this game is going to go down. Here is Coach Jim Jaber.